This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cegie today on this last weekend of the month. We got a gigantic show for you. My first guest is former Speaker of the House and 2012 presidential candidate to talk about his new book, Shakedown. Newt Gingrich will be joining us on the show. Then Howie Mandel will be here, our friend of many, many years. We'll be joined by another dear friend I've known for like 48 years. Pat Boone will be joining us and comedian Adam Carolla. Next hour, one talented and beautiful lady, percussionist and singer Sheila E. Cal Ripken Jr., one of the baseball world's great, and then Ed Begley Jr., who is not only a great actor but an environmentalist. We'll talk about Earth Day this past Wednesday. And Luke Boyles, we're going to be talking about the business relief that's coming from the United States government. And that's all coming up this week. We're going to pause. My first guest is coming up, Newt Gingrich.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Cegie today. I'm very honored to have our next guest with us. He is quite a man, a real American. He's a former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, a Fox News contributor, chairman of Gingrich 360, and he's here to talk about not only our condition in America and around the world today, but his brand new book that is out right now that is called Shakedown. It is excellent. Joining us right now is Newt Gingrich. Hello, Mr. Speaker. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here, calling from Italy, my home territory.
Well, listen, I'm delighted. As you know, my wife, Calista, is the ambassador to the Vatican. And so she's here with her team working virtually in the middle of one of the hardest hit places for the pandemic, and I'm here with her. And it's been fascinating to watch. The Italians sort of got behind the curve and have had to really dig their way out. And so it's been quite an experience to see how hard they had to work and how much they had to do to try to get things back up and running. And I think it's gradually starting to happen, but we've been under lockdown for about 5 weeks now.
You and Calista, stay safe, and thank you for the work that you're doing over there at a very difficult time. First of all, start off with the fact that a couple of months back, I had a nice chat on the air with your daughter with her book. Your latest book is called Shakedown. And with all of the experience that you have in government for so many years in your service to this country, you write a lot of novels. And this is a novel, but it has a reflection of some of the things that are happening right now. Why do you do it in a novel form vis-a-vis in a more straightforward, this is what's happening in the world?
Well, I think novels let you do things, and I've written a great number of nonfiction books. I just did a book a few months ago on Trump versus China,
right,
which is a nonfiction look at what's happened there. But I think sometimes with a novel, you can both entertain and educate, and you can make things vivid and then get them to come alive in a way that you really can't in nonfiction, where you've got to be much closer to, I can invent you saying something which I couldn't do in a nonfiction book. So, for example, in Shakedown, we have an Iranian general modeled on Soleimani, the general who was killed by us in Iraq. And he's working with a Russian billionaire to try to set off a nuclear weapon underwater near Washington and Baltimore to create a tidal wave. Based on real studies that were done by the U.S. against Japan in World War II and done by the Soviets against us in the Cold War. And so we're able to create some characters that, frankly, you have to be much more careful. I mean, your lawyers would go nuts if you took this kind of liberty creating characters in a nonfiction environment, because they might sue you. But if it's a novel, there's nobody to sue, so it's kind of fun.
I subscribe to that idea, because I always say that if you put something in an entertaining form, that people are more attracted to it. But if you say, this is a book on educating you, and then all of a sudden there's that wall that goes up and says, I don't want to be educated, I want to just relax. And I think you've done that marvelously with this book. But I can't help but think that when people read a book that's even a novel by you, Mr. Speaker, that because you're so much in the know, they have to surmise that a lot of it is taken from the headlines, and that's a great way to do it, because you're obviously conveying your experience, and you do it in a fashion and a format that is great. There is a fine line, though, between the truth and the fact. How do we get past the turmoil that we have in this country because of the differences between the House, which, of course, you brought back into the Republican format in 1994, and the administration? This is a serious thing that's going on here, and the rest of the world is looking at this, and I think might be laughing at us.
Is the only way you get past this is one side wins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just an objective reality that when you're dealing with these kind of differences, which are very tribal, I mean, there's a very, very deep gap here. It's not personality, it's not you hurt my feelings. It's a profound fundamental difference about the nature of America and what we should be doing. And when you have a situation like that, ultimately in history, one side wins and the other side loses. And then gradually people settle down. But I don't see any likelihood in the very short run that we're going to have that happen. I think in the very short run, we're going to be in this kind of life and death struggle where it makes sense to Nancy Pelosi to stop, $250 billion for small business. And at the same time, it makes sense to the president to pick direct fights with people like Pelosi. So historically, you'd like everybody to come together. That's not the way it normally happens. And in fact, normally, these kind of fights can go on for quite a long time.
In the fall elections, when a lot of these people in the Democratic Party that are, mentioned Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, Schiff, can they survive this? Because even though they have the backing of a lot of Democrats, pretty obvious that they're blocking a lot of stuff for the administration. They hate this man.
Oh, yeah, they do. And I think that'll be partly dependent on how the country judges Trump. If the country concludes, Trump has three really big assignments: defeat the virus, get the economy growing again, and force local government officials back into the Constitution and the rule of law. Now, those are going to be three enormous projects. If people conclude that he's getting it done, he'll get reelected handily, and he might even carry in a Republican House and Senate. If they conclude that he can't get it done, then he's in the fight of his life, although Biden, candidly, I think, is such a weak nominee that it's a little bit hard to imagine the country looking at real problems and real dangers and deciding that Joe Biden, is capable of dealing with it.
I'm going to go back to the book for a moment, okay, which is, we mentioned before, a new book by our guests, Newt Gingrich and Pete Early, by the way. It's called Shakedown. It's a follow-up to their best-selling Collusion. In the book, you talk about Iran playing us for fools, okay? And recently, when we offered an olive branch to them to help them with the coronavirus, they turned it down. That's a little frightening, all right? But do you think, like in the book, in the shakedown that they could go rogue, their leaders could go rogue, and do something militarily that would add to the problems not only of our country, but to the world?
Well, I think they're in a pretty desperate situation. I think that their leadership is now trapped with the sanctions combining with the collapse in the price of oil, which is a major source of their revenue. And I think the result is that the average Iranian is madder and madder at the government. So you don't know what they might do in a desperate effort to survive. And I think that's something you have to take very seriously.
Do you come to a conclusion in the book? And I don't ask you to give away the end of the story, but
we don't come to a conclusion about Iran, but we come to a lot of conclusions about the particular adventure, because this involves a specific Iranian general modeled after Soleimani, who we killed in Iraq recently, and so in relationship with a Russian billionaire. And so we don't require the Iranian government to be crazy, simply to have a general who's crazy. And I think that that is possible. I don't think people should underestimate the potential dangers when you have a regime which is as deeply committed as this one is to to defeating the United States. I mean, their leadership got together in their Congress, the Majlis, last fall, and they all collectively were chanting death to America.
Yeah.
So I'm a historian. My experience is, if somebody chants death to America, you know, it's possible that they mean it. And you have to take that very seriously.
Right.
This is not a game. And I think that the Iranians, in that sense, the Iranian people, I think, deeply dislike the regime, would love to get rid of it, and don't quite have the resources to do it right now. But I think that the first chance they get, they're going to dump them.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. The book is excellent, Mr. Speaker. It really is. It's a sensational book, and I had the opportunity to listen to some of the audio portion of it. You do a great job with it, and you're an asset to the American people. I really mean that. The name of the book is Shakedown. It is available right now. I think if my calculations are right, we can go to your website and get it right there, right now, right?
I think you can get it at Gilman 360 or any of the major book sites.
Okay.
They all have it. And I think people will find it a very interesting read and a nice break from worrying about the stuff that seems to overwhelm us some days.
Well, I urge everyone to get it. It's called Shakedown. It's penned by former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate 2012, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Gingrich, please join us again sometime. You are always welcome here. Be safe, you and Calista over there, and we look forward to your return on the show, okay?
All right, look forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Our guest has been the former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and the CEO of Gingrich 360. And that, of course, is Newt Gingrich. The book is called Shakedown. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segee today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And joining us right now from America's Got Talent is a guest that we probably have had on the air more than anyone. It's always nice to have him here. He's really a nice guy. Pretty funny guy, too, to be honest with you. And joining us is Howie Mandel. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because... And I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you, like, feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. And that guy, of course, it was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never, never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think... at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. Or they, you ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look. They lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look?
Every kid in the world.
I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was four.
I think you are, but that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success, and a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a
thing. What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute. And older people. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is, but I have to... I couldn't agree with you more.
And you
don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is... And you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes. I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, he sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right. I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, have done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree. And I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment. But entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their looks their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves, and that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germ phobia.
I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. And how do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
The 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, how are you the first guy I thought of at that point? Because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah. See, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis.
Don't forget the name.
People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa and then he'd say, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segue. That's
true. Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked to me before this, so nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've garnered a lot of information from this promotional tour.
Yes, we have.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something. I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. The reason I read it, the way you faxed it to me. And the summertime is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Summer's tough. So that we are viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding people at her festivities. And the summer is really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out when it's on if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Howie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
day like today. We pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And boy, I don't know where to start. I mean, that's the great voice of a man that I met back in 1972 for the first time, 48 years ago. And he's joining.
Man.
He is the full package, my friend Pat Boone. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Boy, that's a stunner. How many? 42?
48.
Hello, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You were gracious enough, Pat, to let me be your opening act in some concerts up in Pennsylvania. You never let another male singer lead off for a male singer star.
It is unusual, yeah. But you know, I started out in high school doing a radio show in Nashville, and though I was an aspiring pop singer, I didn't dream I would actually have a career, but I was hosting a teenage talent show and introducing other singers around Nashville to come on and sing on my show. And then later on my Pat Boone Chevy show on national television in the late 50s, I would have all the other singers come on and sing with me. And you know, I have an album of duets with Nat King Cole,
yeah,
Johnny Mathis, Perry Como, Sammy Davis, Ella Fitzgerald. I just love singing with and enjoying other singers. So me with you was something that was very comfortable for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and you were terrific. I have a picture, by the way, of us backstage back then, and you looked great. I looked like Tiny Tim back in the 70s. Holy jeez, oh man.
You're an Armed Forces Radio, I think, aren't you?
Yes.
And you know, I had the number one most requested song for about 4 years in the late 50s, I'll Be Home. And it was the song that so many of our Armed Forces people were requesting on Armed Forces Radio, because those who were away from home were hoping that their loved one was going to wait for them. And the ones back home were requesting the song because they wanted their loved one away from home to come home safely. So the I'll Be Home song, originally done, I think, by the Flamingos.
Yes, you're right.
And I had recorded it, and it was such a huge record for years. I still sing it in many of my shows, and I'm still doing concerts. Anybody from that era in my audience, after this many years, they're thinned out now, but they want to hear I'll Be Home.
I'll Be Home, yeah. Well, you know, your achievements and your versatility, I always said to you, you always have this unique knack of reinventing yourself and being accepted in those reinventions. I mean, recently here, the 48th Annual GMA Dove Awards on October 17th for a Lifetime Achievement Award, then the 20th anniversary of Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I was in the audience when you did the Jay Leno show at the MGM when you came out on that.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a shocker.
It was. In fact, it was dangerous because he had me ride somebody else's motorcycle out onto the stage, right up to the edge of the stage, and if I hadn't known how,
you'd have gone.
Stop and put up the kickstand and shut it off while they were playing the intro to Smoke on the Water, and I had to jump off and start singing. If I had just been flustered for a second, I could have run that motorcycle right out into the audience.
Yeah, and it would have been a great...
You were there.
I was there. It would have been a great insurance claim, Pat. I mean, I tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, tell us more about what's happening with the Gold Label Artist. I love this label. What you've done with this label is sensational.
Well, I call it the senior tour for singers, like in golf and tennis. You know, you really like to see those who've already been champions still performing in those sports. And singers, many of them still performing, but they're not on any label, including me.
Right.
So I, out of anger and opportunism, anger that the record labels had dropped artists who had helped build those labels and had sold millions of records, but just because they weren't the current new thing, the record companies were dropping these legends. But to me, it was an opportunity to bring them together and do new albums and still reach that large audience as long as they were still performing, and so many of these artists were. So in the first 3 years of the Gold Label, we put out 26 new albums, like Jack Jones and Sha Na Na and Patti Page and Roger Williams, and then of course I joined in.
Sure.
The Four Freshmen and the Letterman and all these great artists who weren't on any label. The only trouble was that the company that with whom we were inventorying and manufacturing and distributing went bankrupt. bankrupt. Just as we hit our stride, their bankruptcy tied up all of our masters and music for well over a year, and it stopped the momentum. But I'm still really proud that we put out Glenn Campbell's last album.
Right.
And I knew that that would be the case, that at some point, Gold Label would be putting out the last albums by these legendary artists. So that's happened, and you go to Gold Label, Pat Boone's Gold Label on the internet, or just patboone.com, you can find out about and buy the albums. Of course, people are still buying albums, but you can also go to just the free Pat Boone app and download, and I'll sing for you 24 hours a day of my own stuff. Only singer that has his own free app forming all my own records for anybody that wants to listen free of charge. Why? We do all that.
This venture and your voice and the voices of all the people you mentioned will live on long after you and I are gone, and that's what's great. Something else you're doing, and I really meant when I said reinventing yourself. I mean, because, you know, you had an R&B record out not too long ago that we talked about. Not too long ago, it was a few years ago. It seems like only yesterday. But tell us about this historic pilgrimage that you're making to the Holy Land.
Well, thanks, Ron. That's another of my lifelong, really, or at least career-long activities and priorities, and that's my association with the people of Israel. I'm Christian, but I call myself an adopted Jew because my rabbi is that carpenter's son from Nazareth. I consider myself part of the extension of Judaism, that is Messianic Judaism, and I wrote the song, which is really considered the second Jewish national anthem, "This Land is Mine, God Gave This Land to Me," the theme song from the movie Exodus. I wrote those words on the back of a Christmas card, kind of combining, didn't intend it that way, just I grabbed the first piece of white paper I could lay my hands on when the idea for the lyric coming to me turned out to be the back of a Christmas card. That card is framed and on display at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and on the wall of the Righteous Gentile, along with Oscar Schindler and Ori Ten Boom and other Christians who risked their lives to rescue Jews during the Holocaust period and from Nazi Germany. So I'm woven into the history now of the people of Israel, and I'm hosting this tour, and that incorporates 14th, which is the actual anniversary date of the founding of the modern state of Israel, which was 70 years ago,
right, right,
48.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing concerts in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, like I did last March, sold-out concerts in their big theater, but also in the Caesarea Amphitheater, the Roman Amphitheater, Caesarea, looking out on the ocean there, and we'll do a video, a TV special there, using Israeli and American artists, and featuring them, and it's going to be a big, big deal, and
celebrate.
Go to patboonisraeltour.com to learn all about it. Come with me.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's how we can join you with that, Pat. Go to patboone.com.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
patboonisraeltour.com, and come with me, because it's going to be a first rate. We'll have a private audience with the Prime Minister, who is a friend of mine. He calls me Speedy, because he was in college, MIT, when my record was in full bloom, and I recorded Speedy Gonzalez, which he loves, so every time I'm together with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he says, "Hello, Speedy, come on in."
That's funny. Well, you know, Pat, I know that you're on a horrendous schedule, okay? But, you know, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I'd love to talk to you about all the stuff you do, but every time I get you on, we really have to catch up like 10
years. It's one of
the
radio tours.
Yeah, I know that, but will you join us again? I had dinner one night with Debbie, Dick Van Dyke, myself, my partner, the late Ed McMahon. We had a great time. She's a darling girl. She really.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Dick on a special with her, I believe, a TV special. But Debbie's still singing full time.
Yeah.
And her kids are raised. That little girl, If You Light Up My Life, is now a grandmother.
I know.
But she looks like her own daughter or one of her own grandkids.
Beautiful girl. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Pat, will you join us again soon? I would love
to. Yeah, sure, I will.
I would love to talk to you more about all the stuff that you're doing, and we can chat some more about the trip to the Holy Land. How about that?
We'll look for the chance, yeah.
Okay, Pat, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. Our special guest has been our longtime friend, Pat Boone. And over the years, Pat has had decades of music popularity. And back in the 50s, when people like Elvis Presley still wasn't accepted to a wide range of ages, Pat was. In fact, he did a lot of songs that were his versions of Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly by Little Richard, and a lot of the songs by the late Fats Domino, like this.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to
said, we'll party.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And now in our almost 30 years doing this syndicated radio show, our next guest has been with us only, I think, a couple of times. I don't know why. Maybe he just doesn't like me. I don't know what the situation is, but he's here now. One of the huge stars of broadcasting, the most downloaded podcast in the world, is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam Carolla joins us. Hello, Adam. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, what's taking so long?
I don't know. I have a feeling that you just don't want to be on another radio show. Is that the case?
I have done people's college radio shows. I've done their, like, citizen band shows, ham radio shows. I've done shows shows where it's like you're talking to a guy and you realize 40 minutes in there is no show. There's just some blog or some website or something. I feel like I've done every show 1,000 times.
Well, then.
I don't know what happened to us.
Well, it's got to be my fault then. I watch you all the time, though. I love that car show that you do. I'm a car buff, too. I love that show.
What cars do you like?
I just recently bought, and Leno told me that I was foolish for doing this, a Stutz Blackhawk.
Wow. Now, why did Leno say you were foolish? Because he wanted that car?
No. He told me it was like a transvestite. The closer you got to it, the more you knew what you had. I disagreed with him, okay? Because I think the car, out of all the cars that I own, I get the most looks out of that car.
Oh, yeah. It's a Stutz. What year is it?
It's a 75. It only has 51,000 miles on it, and it's burgundy, and it's got the gold trim and the fur trunk.
Looks like one of Sammy Davis Jr.'s slippers.
That's
like from the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. Now,
right.
I agree. I just talked to Leno last night, as you know.
Yes.
And he told me, I said, every time I see him, he says, what do you got? And I say, what do you got? Because we buy a new car every 3 weeks. Well, he buys two cars a day.
Yeah.
I buy a new car every 4 months, and every time I see him, one of us got something new. He's got a 22-liter Fiat.
What is with these little cars that he buys all the time? You know, I saw him in a smart car one time.
Hold on. You didn't hear me. 22-liter.
Oh, okay.
Fiat engine that has 22-liter. He's literally every piston
yes.
the size of a small block Chevy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I didn't hear the 22-liter part of that. What did you just get,
so
Adam?
All you guys out there, when you hear about your Dodge Viper with your 9-liter engine or your big bore, you know, your big block 454 truck with your 7.5-liter or 8-liter engine, this is a 22-liter engine.
Where do you find that?
You know, Leno, he's got his people scrambling all over the world. You know, this thing's from the teens or from 1921 or something. 143 miles an hour, chain driven. It's insane. Jay's nuts.
He's got some things that are really bizarre. These steam cars that he has. You know, I just can't get into a steam car. You know, for some reason. Maybe it doesn't have power windows.
I can't either. But you will, if you go see a shop, he will be driving one, and you get into it, and he will haul in that thing.
Well, you know, Adam, it's funny that you should mention that, because I was there sometime last summer and was there for the entire day, and we're talking, and he said, I got to leave for a second. I said, okay. He said, hang out here. He said, I'll be back. I just got to get something. And he leaves, and he comes back maybe about 20 minutes later, and he backs in with this crazy steam car, water all over the place, smoke and steam and everything else, backs it in, water all over the floor. And I said, you really enjoy this, right? This is really up your alley. I mean, he's even got steam locomotives there. It's like the steam capital of the world.
You know, Leno.
Hey, I congratulate you. I'm serious. This downloaded podcast is like Guinness Book of World Records podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most in the world, and that's a good thing, and it's free.
Yeah.
Get it on iTunes or AdamCarolla.com if you like. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well,
going good, and do it every day.
And, of course, you have hosted Comedy Central's Too Late with Adam Carolla and TLC's The Adam Carolla Project and an author. I mean, you have done everything that there ever had to be done in show business. Do you know that, Adam?
Yeah, I've made an independent movie. I've written a book. I've hosted a late night show. I did a man show. I did a love one. Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff, some with more success than others, but yeah, now I'm doing a podcast and doing stand-up dates, so it's on the second book's coming out. So yeah, the variety part is nice. I have an experience.
Right.
I can tell you what it's like.
Now, the book coming out, can you give us the title, or is that undercover?
Yeah, it's called the Not Taco Bell Material.
Okay.
It's
makes sense.
Stories basically of my life, and one of the stories is putting an application in at the North Hollywood Taco Bell and being rejected.
That should be an easy read.
It'll be a fun read.
It'll be a beach read, as they say.
Yeah. The last one was called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, which a lot of people
mentioned stand-up. I'm a singer, but I have a great love for people who can do stand-up, because that is the toughest part of the business that we are in. I mean, you can always fudge it on the radio, on television, and as a singer in live concerts, you can fudge it because you can just, you know, tell the band keep playing so that you don't hear the deafness of no applause. But, boy, you guys in stand-up, it's living and dying every 7 seconds.
Yeah, It's one of those things where if you can do it, you can do it. And even if you can do it, you still have to work at it for 10 years in order to do it well. And if you can't, don't bother. So, I have great respect for guys who do a multitude of things. For me, the stand-up naturally comes pretty easy, but I've done so much radio, so much talking, so much hosting, so much whatever, that literally, I will go out. I did some shows in Seattle and Portland and stuff like that. I'll go out, start talking. At a certain point in the show, look down at my watch and realize I've been on stage for an hour.
Wow.
And not real. I'll do a 90-minute show. But I'll look down and realize I've been talking for an hour and I didn't notice.
Yeah, that's sensational. That is great. I remember a comic I talked to. He's gone now, Dennis Wolfberg.
They just brought up Dennis Wolfberg on the road 2 days ago. It's like we're talking about funny guys who went before their time. And Wolfberg, who was, a teacher at one point.
Yes.
And just a sweet. I never knew him. I just thought he seemed like a really funny, sweet guy.
He was a sweetheart. He really was. And he told me one time while he was teaching, he was doing this club. He had 7 minutes to go. There were only three people in the club, him, the bartender, and one guy in the audience. And he looks at his watch, and he's got 7 minutes to go, and he's already expired all of his material. So he sang MacArthur Park.
Let the cake out in the rain.
Adam, join us again sometime. You're a great guest. We love to have you back, my friend.
And it took so long to bake it.
The Adam Carolla Show, the most downloaded podcast in the world, my friends. Check them out along with Speed Channel's The Car Show. Adam, when that book comes out, come on back. Let's talk about it, okay?
I shall do it with bells on.
Thanks, Adam. You're a good guy. Adam Carolla has been our guest. Funny guy. And by the way, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the on demand, and you can hear our latest show, this one, anytime 24/7. On our homepage, if you hit the icon that says Facebook, you and I can be friends on Facebook. Stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix, Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgwick today on this last weekend of the month. I want to thank our guest this first hour, former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate from 2012, Newt Gingrich, our buddy Howie Mandel, my longtime friend, legendary Pat Boone, and comedian Adam Carolla. Next hour, one talented lady, Sheila E. will be here, baseball great Cal Ripken Jr., actor and environmentalist Ed Begley Jr., and Luke Boyles. We're going to be talking about the government's created PPP relief initiative. And that's all coming up next hour. We're going to pause momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest in the second hour is singer and percussionist, one talented and beautiful lady, Sheila E.